evidence recognition and preservation. Incidents involving WMDs or other illegal activities are crimes, and the locations where they occur are crime scenes. Notify law enforcement as soon as a crime is suspected. Fire service first responders should not collect evidence, unless collection is absolutely necessary to preserve the evidence. First responders need to identify and preserve evidence so that the investigator can collect and properly document it per the AHJ. Local emergency response plans should spell out responsibilities of individual agencies at such incidents as well as detail the acceptable procedures and techniques to be used. First responders should preserve evidence so that investigators can identify and successfully prosecute guilty parties. The more the scene is disturbed, the more difficulties investigators encounter when attempting to develop a clear and accurate picture of what actually occurred. Law enforcement must gather accurate, acceptable information about the crime to be used in court. Even seemingly irrelevant things can have tremendous significance to forensic experts and other law enforcement investigators, including footprints, victim locations, wrapping paper, containers, vehicles in the vicinity, location of witnesses and bystanders. Debris placement evidence can take many forms. Items that look like trash may be pieces of a bomb or an incendiary device. Evidence can include everything from body fluids to tire tracks to cigarette butts. The pattern of scattered debris may tell investigators about the force of an explosion, and consequently, how big the bomb was. Residue on debris can help identify what explosive materials were used. Clothing and jewelry removed from victims are considered evidence. At illegal clandestine labs, evidence may include fingerprints, weapons, chemical containers, notes, letters, and papers. Evidence can be anything, therefore, responders must, to the degree possible, avoid disturbing a scene. The preservation of life is more important than the preservation of evidence. Life-saving operations take precedence. As soon as it is known or suspected that criminal or terrorist activity is involved at an incident, first responders should do the following to help preserve evidence and assist law enforcement. Do not touch anything unless it is necessary. Avoid disturbing areas not directly involved in rescue activities. Remember what the scene looked like upon first arrival as well as details about the progression of the incident. Note as many of the W's as possible: who, what, when, where, and why. If possible, pay attention to the following. Who was present, including victims, people running from the scene, people acting suspiciously, bystanders, and potential witnesses. What happened? When important events occurred. Where objects/people/animals were located. Why events unfolded as they did. Document observations as quickly as possible. While it may be quite some time before responders have the opportunity, the sooner information is written down, the more accurate it will probably be. This documentation may be used as evidence for legal proceedings. Take photographs and videos of the scene as soon as possible, figure 25.41. Remember and document when something was touched or moved. Document in the report where it was and where it was placed. Photograph the item before doing anything if possible. Do not try to recreate the scene as it looked before something was touched or moved. In other words, do not move something back into the position you found it in after you have already moved it. Minimize the number of people working in the area if possible. Establish travel routes that minimize disturbance, figure 25.42. Leave fatalities and their surroundings undisturbed. Isolate and secure areas where evidence is found, and report findings to law enforcement authorities. Identify witnesses, victims, and the presence of evidence. Investigators will want to interview witnesses and victims as part of their investigations. Advise witnesses to remain at the scene in a safe location until they have been interviewed and released. Preserve potentially transient physical evidence, evidence present on victims or evidence such as chemical residue, body fluids, or footprints, that may be compromised by weather conditions. Have evidence collection points, such as ground tarps, located near decontamination corridors and hot zone exit locations to gather evidence during decon or doffing operations. At chemical or biological incidents, secure and isolate restaurants or food vendors near the incident area in the event contaminated food can be used as evidence. Follow predetermined procedures regarding operations at crime scenes.